This is probably the most challenging record you have ever put on your turntable. Its purpose is to challenge the performance potential of your stereo equipment.
You're listening to CJSR's Red Star Sessions.
Hey, this is Tyler Butler, and this is my Red Star Session. Are we good?
When I'm gone, my darling, gonna bury me in the garden, lay my weary head under the soil. Raise a crop above me of cooking herbs and ivy. I will climb my way back to our loving home. Stay with me, darling. Embrace me in darkness. Hold me till the morning breaks the sky. Stay with me, darling, fold me in silence. I knew nothing till you held me in your arms. When I'm gone, my darling, they're gonna bury me in the garden. Lay my weary head under the soil. My body has been borrowed from the earthworm and the sparrow. I am everything that cycles and returns. Stay with me, darling, embrace me in darkness. Hold me till the morning breaks the sky. Stay with me, darling, and fold me in silence. We are young, we are years away from gone. When I'm gone, my darling, they're gonna bury me in the garden. Lay my weary head under the soil. Raise a crop above me of cooking herbs and ivy. I will climb my way back to our loving home.
That was Tyler Butler with the song, brand new song?
Brand new song, first time I've played it.
What was it called?
Bury Me in the Garden.
I noticed a theme throughout. It was death.
Yeah. It's there.
So then I'm curious, what happens when you die?
I don't know. I have no idea. That song is kind of a continuation of an idea that I was working on for a different song. The idea being, if I happen to die, when I happen to die, maybe I won't. You never know. It would be nice to be broken down and in some way re-enter the world. So I sort of conceptualized that with this idea of being buried under a garden and then either being used in cooking. I know that's sort of cannibalistic, but it could be a nice image too, of sort of re-entering the world of your loved ones, or at least the human world. But I don't know. I don't have a good idea. It's just a song. It's one weird idea.
I know that in my past experiences with you, that you're a huge fan of cooking.
I am. The idea of ending up as an herb is not the worst one.
Yeah.
Probably oregano, or maybe basil.
What's your favorite thing to cook?
I cook a lot of soups and stews. I mean, I'm a seasonal cook. Right now, my favorite autumn recipe, my partner and I, is yam and carrot, a curried stew or soup with nice rye bread. I've been making bread at home.
I love rye bread.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the rye
bread.
And
this is the dark, the black, some flour on the top, you know, it's the real deal.
Yeah, I feel like it takes a certain kind of person to really like dance rye bread.
Yeah. Well, you got to try it with this soup. Yeah. CJSR listeners, you're invited over for dinner.
Tyler, you're also a huge hockey fan.
Yes, I am.
So those things, do they all go together? Death, food, and hockey somehow?
Well, it's easy to look at someone's life and maybe narrowly pigeonhole them, but I think a lot of people lead very complex lives and have different things going on. I'm a musician and I have a full-time job and I play hockey and I cook and that's who I am.
Yeah, I don't mean to distill you down into
of course.
Four words.
Of course, yeah. I think the idea, I mean, I play on a hockey team of all musicians.
Oh,
we are
really?
All people who bridge that gap between smashing people down to the ice and playing sensitive music, and I really appreciate that.
That must be a pretty awesome team.
We're pretty solid. I played on a line with Paul, he's the drummer in Field and Stream, and Smokey, and with Alex Murdoch from James Murdoch. I got thinking, I was looking at the score sheet today, and I thought, that's a pretty good band.
Yeah.
That would be a good three-piece.
You could all get on stage together. That would be a good three-piece.
Exactly, in our hockey gear.
Yeah.
We
wear
pink uniforms, so it's just waiting to be a band.
Well, then tell me about the record label, Cabin Songs.
Yeah, Cabin Songs. Right now there's three artists on it, myself, Mike Todd from Calgary, and Nick Everett now in Halifax, with the idea being that there's some people making really great folk music out there, and the folk scene isn't always the biggest scene in a city. It's pretty rare. And when it is, it's these kind of young, really creative folk people who are often a little marginalized. So I thought, let's get these people together under one label, and let's start connecting folk scenes between cities, and let's help each other out. If I come to Calgary, maybe Mike can get me a show that's really nice, and when Nick comes to Edmonton, he packs Wonder Bar, and a lot of people contribute to that. I take very little ownership for that, but I don't know. It's such a privilege to work with such great musicians, and we're all writing. We're all working on projects right now, so it might seem like a lull in content, but I assure you there's some really great projects about to kind of around the corner for Cabin Songs.
What's that like, starting a record label? I feel like it's a dream of a lot of people that never gets followed through on.
Yeah, it's grounding, and because starting a record label is not starting Sony, it's not, and it takes it's so much work to do it right, and I don't always do it right, but it's a lot of work, and you have other people's artistic careers, and you have to contribute to them. They expect things from you, and their work is slowed if you're not on the ball. It's exciting, it's inspiring, and it's pretty easy to start it. That was something when we started Labrador City Records, which was something that kind of evolved into part of Old Ugly. We realized, wait a second, we just need a website and a logo to stick on CDs, and we kind of have a record label, because the idea of what a record label is changing. It's in some ways, it's what we are. It's just a collective of people who choose to group themselves into a category together. And it is not, for instance, Cabin Songs does not financially help our artists in any significant way. It's purely a promotional network.
Mm-hmm.
So that idea that a record label maybe has to fund studio time, has to buy your vinyl, maybe we're challenging that. And maybe it just doesn't exist anymore in a sustainable way.
I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Go for it.
We see what you're saying, sort of saying like how each artist in Cabin Song sort of supports each other.
Mm.
That's sort of like a fine soup, is it not? All these different ingredients coming together.
Wow. That's good. Yes, agreed. It's sort of a nice, it's sort of a meal. We are complementary parts. Maybe someone brings the wine, someone brings the soup. I hesitate at the soup analogy only because I believe in layering flavors. So the idea of I don't put all the ingredients in the pot and start boiling. I put in some aromatics and then some herbs and some meat. In that sense, we have more of an equal partnership, the three of us. But the idea of us coming together and just bringing different things to the table and being more than what we were alone is kind of the goal of Cabin Songs.
So then what's next for your musical career?
I'm working with a new band, Tyler Butler and His Handsome Friends.
That's a nice name.
They picked it. that's Brody Irvine from Wool on Wolves on bass. That's Jim Cumming on drums and Dylan Howard on guitar, a great friend of mine. And we're just playing some nice country music. I've written a couple songs for them. I'm working on kind of a longer project that's just in its infancy. I have three tracks I just laid down with Josh Eigenram that are really nice. So I sort of have a couple things on the go, and I'm breaking myself of the habit that songs have to come out in particular groupings. Oh. I was sort of talking about this on Twitter the other day, but I come from a school that says an EP is 4 to 8 songs, an album is 8+ songs, a single is 1 to 3 songs.
You've got this series going, yeah.
Right, and I'm starting to say, we live in the digital world. All of those concepts, EP, LP, they're based on physical formats that aren't the prominent way of consuming music anymore. So if I have 2 songs that I wrote with the band, record them, put them out. It's about being immediate and getting those songs out when they're fresh and exciting and keeping a constant stream of my ideas and songs to anyone who's interested. It's more about that for me right now than it is about putting out a 10-song album, which is why I feel really comfortable working on these different projects simultaneously, because when I'm done one of them, it's going on my Bandcamp page that day.
Tyler Butler, thank you. Thank you so much for coming down to CGSR today, and thanks for talking to me, and thanks for that beautiful track.
Appreciate it, Matt. Thanks.